North Canterbury's community radio station, Compass FM. Got a very special guest in the studio this very, very early. Jono Heaps, performer extraordinaire and a singer. Jono, good morning. How are you?
Kia ora, Kerry. Thanks for having me on.
Look, you are very, very welcome. Jono, I have been in contact with your manager, Peter, for the last wee while, having a bit of a chat about you and what you do. I understand that you do a wee bit of busking around the city, in particular Cashel Mall, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I've been busking for a long, long time. I did it first when I was 17, fundraising for a course I was doing at the time. I never realised at that time it was going to be a career, but that's sort of more or less what it turned into. Did a lot of it in Auckland, and since I've moved down to Christchurch a year ago, I've been doing quite a bit of it down here.
Absolutely. So you didn't know that you could sing, is that right?
Well, I guess I always knew I could sing. I mean, I've been singing in tune since I was three, so I've always been a bit precocious in that regard. But I didn't really sort of realise it was going to be a career. I thought I might get into, I don't know, law or being an interpreter or driving a bus perhaps, but I never thought that I would be a performer until I was sort of in my mid-teens.
Yeah, okay. And at school and doing other bits and pieces. What brought you to Canterbury from Auckland? You've been here a year, is that right?
Well, my lovely partner is down here. So that was the sort of main reason that I came down here, to be with her.
Yeah.
And I just sort of continued my music down here. And I was lucky enough to run into Peter while I was busking. And he's been doing some great work for me, getting me some gigs and helping me come on here and talk to you.
So he's actually doing a remarkable job. You're on the radio this morning. How the heck did he organise you on 7 Sharp last night?
Yeah, well, actually, that was through an organisation called Star Jam. We're launching a fundraising appeal at the moment. It's been going for a few days. We run a whole lot of workshops for people with disabilities around the country, and we've been looking to sort of bridge a financial gap at the moment. So that's why I was on 7 Sharp. It was a real great privilege, and it was great exposure for the organisation. I really, really enjoyed it.
We might talk about that in just a moment. In fact, what we're going to do here, Jono, is that we're going to play a song. This is your song called Be Here. Now, is this a song that you wrote yourself, Jono?
Yes, it is. I wrote it for a graduation ceremony in 2018, and it was featured on a film a couple of years ago called The Pinkies Are Back, directed by the Kiwi Bird Productions. It's a great film, and I like to think it's a decent enough song, too. Well, we'll see how it goes over.
Let's give it a whirl, Jono. Jono Heaps with Be Here. Check it out. It's 17 to 7. You're on Compass FM.
Did you ever notice how the world goes round? People turn and they burn without making a sound. There's a place here and out there at all, where we share and we care, we get out of harm. Once upon a time on a beautiful day, a Kiwi girl, she saw a brand new way. 7 years on and we're still growing free, conversational flowers on the social tree. Say there's nothing. nothing I can do. Be together now or never. Be you.
FM and Be Here. Jono Heaps, local artist. Well, you're a transplanted local artist, Jono. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. I'm enjoying it down here.
That is absolutely fantastic. Tell me, who played the piano?
That was me. I played the piano and wrote the song and sang it. So, triple threat.
Well, that's where you're going to make all the money. Look, honestly, where can people get that copy of Be Here, Jono Heaps?
It's available on Spotify, mm-hmm. and it's also on YouTube. We've got a video clip in the works at the moment as well.
Yep.
So we're going to put that out as well. But yeah, Spotify is probably the best way. You can like and share.
Okay, that's the key, isn't it? Like and share. Go to Spotify, search for Jono Heaps and Be Here. Then like and share it. If you're on YouTube, please do the same thing. Where do you get your inspiration? You don't write a lot, do you, Jono? But where do you get inspiration from?
Well, for that one, I wrote that for an organization which is now called Be Lab, which was called Be Accessible at the time. And I completed one of their courses, their programs, which was an amazing experience for me. And a few years later, I decided that I wanted to write a song for them. So what I did was I basically tapped into the hive mind and said, look, everybody who's ever been a part of this program, give me either one word or a novel or anything in between about what Be Accessible, mm-hmm. Be Lab means to you. Mm. And I use those lyrics to write those words that they sent to me to write the song.
Yeah.
And I had the music in my head before, and it just sort of all came very easily, which is not usually something I can say when I write.
Okay, well, that's something that inspiration comes from anywhere and everywhere. Jono, you did mention earlier on, the final question for me is Star Jam. Mm. You're part of it. Star Jam, who is it? What is it? What does it do?
Well, Star Jam is an organization which provides a platform for young people with disabilities to explore their potential and widen their possibility sphere, you might say. So it's been going since 2002. I've been a part of it since the very beginning in various different capacities. And what we do is we run a whole lot of workshops around the country where we basically give people, young people with disabilities, the opportunity to shine, the opportunity to explore what they can do where previously they may have been told they couldn't do something, or because they need to go at their own pace, they weren't able to fit in with what they tried to do before.
Yep.
And so we're basically trying to reframe the conversation around disability in a more positive way.
I think that is absolutely stunning. You have an ally here at Compass FM for Star Jam, and we might actually have a bit of a chat after this and see what else we can do to help you. You are vision impaired. That is your disability, Jono?
Yes.
And you play the piano, you do everything, but you've got a person that needs to go around and look after you. Is that right?
So basically, I'm pretty independent. We all need support from time to time.
Yep.
But the thing about being having a disability, generally, like, they're all different. Some of them aren't visible, and some of them are more impactful than others.
Yep.
But basically, for me, things are a little bit harder and take a bit longer. So I just have to make sure that I plan things a bit more, make sure that I've given myself a bit more time. That's basically the thing that I would recommend anybody to do. Just give yourself a bit more time. Take that moment, take a breath, and plan things, because things just take a bit longer usually.
You are an incredibly positive person, and I'm very proud that we've been able to get you onto the radio and play your song. Jono Heaps, thanks for coming on to Compass FM.
Thank you, Kerry.
Be Here, that is the track. Find it on Spotify, like it, share it, see it on YouTube.
Compass FM.